Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Joey Harrington returns for story time coming up next. But first, a little bit of audio. You know, it's probably hard when you struggle at your profession and then you have somebody sticking a mic in your face and asking you to talk about your struggles in your profession?
Sure.
I can't imagine that's easy.
Well, it's like being confronted like in a relationship about being a crappy husband. And then, you know,
you get a little defensive.
You get a little defensive. Absolutely.
Well, I've got a couple bits of audio for you.
No one likes being told they suck.
Well, it's not that they're being told that they suck. It's just they know they suck.
Yeah.
They just have to elaborate on why they suck.
It's like one of these.
To someone who has no idea why they suck.
Yeah, you're terrible. Can you explain why? What happened out there?
Right.
Today?
Can you explain why you're such an ass?
Yeah.
No, I cannot, actually, because I don't think I am.
Yeah, but you are.
So this is Pete Fairbanks of the Tampa Bay Rays. He is their closer, he has sucked. And this was somebody coming at him about his blown save the other night.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that, but for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Pete, where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Yeah, just more of like a general, all-encompassing suck.
It's like how when someone asked me how my golf game was, and what was wrong with it? Yeah. Just a general suck.
It's not really any one thing.
Yeah, it's more of an overall.
All-encompassing type of suck.
I think we need to, can we clip that?
Yeah. Well, he did.
Do we have that
that's
now?
That's a great drop.
Yeah, that's a great drop.
All-encompassing type of suck.
Type of suck. All in.
That's a great clip. And well, by the way, kudos to him for leaning into it.
It's great.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I think they catch these guys, they just catch them at the wrong time, you know, like right after he sucked. It's just, that's got to be hard.
Yeah. It's not good. I mean, exactly. What do you want the guy to say? They just.
No, I've got another piece of audio. I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
Okay, Jace.
I'm waiting.
It's a golfer. Mm. Also being confronted on why he sucked.
Oh. Did he handle it quite as well?
I think the golfer is a little more biting than the pitcher. At least the pitch. This pitcher here, there's a little whimsy in his answers.
He leaned in a little bit, you know.
But the golfer is pissed and being an ass. Paul Skeens, by the way, before we get to Joey, and I'll play this audio here in a sec. Ryan's dumping it in there. But Paul Skeens of the Pirates, there's a lot of, he was the number one pick in the draft this year.
Yeah, out of LSU. He's got a great mustache.
And that's how he knows Libby Dunn. So they're dating. And he is in the minors. So they've already got him at AAA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so just, well, he's moving on up.
Instantly to AAA. As a matter of fact, I don't think he went lower than that. Yeah, no, he's gone. He went straight to AAA as the number one pick. He has thrown 12 and two-thirds innings. Mm-hmm. He has 27 strikeouts, and he has given up 5 hits and no runs.
Good grief.
Yeah.
So he's doing just fine.
He's dominating.
Yeah.
He throws 105 miles an hour, dude.
So when is his elbow going to blow?
Yeah, soon. That's why they should get him to the majors.
How hard does he throw, you said?
He can throw 104, 105.
Good grief.
Dude, he's filthy good.
Yeah, right until his elbow goes.
And so the Pirates are saying now that they want to build him up. He's not happy about it, yeah. But they're saying, hey, we need to build him up more, build his innings up before we bring him up. Because they just had an injury to their starting rotation.
Yeah.
And everybody thought, well, Skeens.
Here he comes.
But dude, cannot hit him in the minors. So somebody did a thing yesterday on pitchers that have had this type of performance right away at this high level. Dylan Bundy was one who was dominating in this fashion, and he was not a great starting pitcher in the majors.
Doc, the one I remember, you know, Doc Gooden came into the bigs right away at like 21 and was the best pitcher in baseball.
So it's not a guarantee Skeens is going to be great.
Yeah.
But boy, it's awful hard for them to justify having him at the minor league level right now. And people are calling for, I mean, everybody wants to see him in the majors. He wants to be in the majors. Nobody can hit him.
Well, and that's the thing is like, what if no one in AAA can hit him, what's the point of staying in AAA?
Well, like they're saying, we just want to be careful with him and just build his stamina. So here's Brian. So it's Brian.
And he's a big guy too. Like he's not a little guy. He's
6'6".
Yeah, he's a robust
guy. And Libby Dunn's like 4'6".
Well, it's good for him.
Picture that.
Yeah. Not allowed to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, we're trying not to be creepy.
That's right. We're no Greg Doyle.
No.
But she's a spinner. So this is Brian Harmon, the lefty.
The golfer.
That everyone hates.
Yeah.
He's just kind of, I don't know, he's kind of always been a little bristly.
The waggle. He's known for the waggle.
Yes. He won the British Open last year. Here was his interview after his round today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Brian, not the way you wanted to end it there. How would you assess your round overall?
I played good except the last 2 holes.
Yeah. What did you do in between the week of the Masters and coming down here?
Went home. Not much. Spent the weekend at home with my family.
Okay. Can you walk us through the birdies you had on?
Chipped in on 3, made an 8-footer on 6, I guess, 10-footer on 9, and made a 15-footer on 13.
Okay, can you walk us through the last hole there?
No. Okay. Good, thanks.
God!
I kind of enjoyed that, too.
It's
kind of
like when, I think it's Seve. Let's see. Yeah, it was Seve. When they asked him, Seve Ballesteros.
Yeah.
They asked him, Seve, how did you 4-putt? And he said, I miss, I make. It's like that.
I just love.
Walk us through your birdies. Well, I made a putt on 9, chipped in on, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Someone commented he used 43 words in 45 seconds.
Well, the questions were bad, too. It's like.
That dude knew he was hung out to dry after the first one, and then he tried to get like lob him the softball, and Harmon wasn't swinging.
What'd you do between the Masters and hung out with my family?
Oh, that's good times.
All right, Ryan, not the way you wanted to end it.
All right, coming up next, Joey Harrington. Here's Buck.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.